Well, Kevin, it was certainly a learning experience for the girls today, playing the champions who showed their intent. I'm sure you were disappointed with the first half performance. Was it the early goal, or were we just a little bit nervous because we seemed to be off?
You're possibly nervous. I think sometimes when you make that step up in level down knockout championship against a top team, it's the pace of the game sometimes can stun you a little bit. And there was a lot of movement. There was a lot of a lot of intensity around that middle eight, and I think it just took us time to adjust and to reset. And look, sometimes that comes from experience, knowing how to manage those moments. And look, that'll take time. That'll take even just time self-organising those periods of time. We weren't able to do it there in the first half.
Yeah, and I suppose Kilkenny hit us with a full salvo right at the start, showed their intent, didn't they?
Yeah, they just played the ball really quick, and it was something we expected. But when it's confronted with you actually in the game, when you haven't probably played against it recently, it's hard to adjust to. But I suppose what I was really proud of the change in mindset in the second half. Joe, we said we're just going to get ourselves back into the game, just play honestly, just work hard for each other, do it for your teammate. And I think, to be fair to the girls, they did that. They really tried to do that in the second half. So yeah, it's, as you said, big learning.
Yeah, they certainly died with their boots on in the second half, and they closed down the space and they were much more aggressive, and we got the ball forward more quickly up front, didn't we, and created a chance. We created three or four goal scoring chances.
Yeah, well, we just wanted, I suppose what we wanted to do was make sure that the second half was an accurate reflection of us as a group, just even in terms of effort. And you couldn't fault any player out there. Like you said, they died with their boots on, but they're just trying to mix the smart with that as well. We probably were retaining a lot of position, but maybe dropping four or five into the goalkeeper. So trying to combine the work ethic and that side of the game with the actual use of possession is just the next step for us.
Yeah. And you were able to start Sarah O'Connor, which must have been a boost before the game.
Yeah, look, Sarah's a great person, an incredible role model for, I was going to say young girls, but actually any athlete. I've obviously seen a lot of professional and high performance athletes, and there's not many that put in the same level of dedication and preparation as Sarah O'Connor. And she was hit with a really bad injury in the league semi-final, and what we were, I suppose, worried that it could be a long-term one. Now, it was still a few months, but just her dedication and just the help of the specialists like Niall Cafferty and the help of the guide specialists up in Santry were, I suppose, very important to us and very important to Sarah in allowing her to play today.
We expected you to start Katrina. Was that a tactical change, or was she injured?
No, it's just sometimes, firstly, a lot of our girls were going really well in training, really well in challenge games. The nature of Katrina's job is difficult because her work hours mean that she can't have the same exposure to training, which is obviously very hard to get the same level of match fitness. But we were hoping that she'd be able to have an impact. Now, the problem we had is that we weren't in the game at that time. But I think she did have a really big impact in terms of retaining possession when we got a ball into her forward line. And yeah, it was just great for her to get on the field, because she's, a credit to herself and the way that she's represented Wexford through the years. So we were very happy how she went.
You'd have to give a mention to your full back line. We thought they were outstanding today under a lot of pressure, particularly Anya Lacey. She was excellent, wasn't she? She's a tower of strength.
Yeah, and again, just when you talk about great characters, Anya's a really good person, a really hard-working person, and she has been struggling for the last, I would say, 6 to 8 weeks, probably more than 8 weeks now, nearly, with an ankle issue, and she's been fighting through the pain, and she did it again today. And Joe, would have been easy for everyone, but especially in the full back line, for not to show for the ball, not to keep putting pressure on, would have been easy to step off and accept a defeat. But I thought that they were, their attitude was incredible there at the end, to just keep on fighting for the team.
From your own point of view, Kevin, you know, you'd like to stay, I'm sure, to continue the development and to bring this Wexford team back to a reasonably competitive state, which you have done this year. Okay, it's the All-Ireland champions today, so it was always going to be tough. Would you like to stay and continue that?
Yeah, look, probably a lot of conversations need to be had. First with the playing group to see if they want the management team to stay. And then there's also conversations with the county board. And then we also, I suppose, all have professions and are trying to do this around work. And sometimes when you give that much time to a team, it can be an obstacle to your profession and for career development. So look, there's a lot of things to probably reflect on there. So we probably won't make any decisions in the short term, but definitely this team is on an upward growth and there's huge potential there for them. We just keep on saying all they need to do is just stick together and believe in themselves, and they can go a long way. And yeah, I think that they can definitely close that gap. So whatever happens, we're super proud of them.
There is massive potential there, isn't there?
There is, and sometimes it's just learning the game more. Sometimes, you know, last year we had to start off in basics. We're trying to layer it all the time. But like I said earlier, it's very hard to get to that level of self-organisation, of knowing what to do at the right time, based off what your teammate does, based off the state of the game. There's a lot of things to learn, and you know, we've a short period of time to learn them. So there's definitely going to be more growth in this team. I said it all the time to the girls that all we want to do is see where our ceiling is at, and I don't think this team has reached our ceiling yet.
And arguably, they say you only learn by playing the best, and we did play the best today. Well, certainly they're right up there, the All-Ireland champions.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been an incredible team over the last year. I suppose they're a model of resilience in how that they've bounced back from some disappointments, and I suppose we'll take a good lesson from that now today, to show that, you know, all you have to do is, I suppose, take the next step and the next step and the next step, and it'll turn. So yeah, look, it was a tough game, but best luck to Kilkenny going forward, and I'm sure it'll be an exciting championship. There's a lot of good teams left.
Thanks, Kevin, and thanks for your cooperation.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.